What is up, everybody?
What is good?
We're back. Episode 4 of the Lunchtime Podcast.
Today is June 22nd, 8:11 p.m. Today we're joined with a very special guest. His name is Nathan
Phillips.
Not to be confused with Nathan Fillion.
Nope.
From Firefly. Well,
Adam and Nathan are going to take over for a little while. I'm going to go upstairs and
do
much
this segment on talking
quick.
Crap on camera.
Hey,
Henry.
I'm gonna listen to this after, and if there's some junk talk,
dude, we'll call
I'm
you.
I'm gonna slap. I'm gonna box.
I'm gonna box you.
I'm gonna fight.
We'll talk crap on right now. On dustpan. Ooh,
I'm not gonna tell you because this might be news to you. I don't know about Nathan. I'm gonna tell it when I come back, and
don't forget.
I'll be back momentarily. Hopefully not too long. Hopefully not. Not too long. Okay.
Bobby Tarantino too. Let's go.
All right. I'll be right back, boys. You guys have fun. I'll be back soon.
Tons of fun.
All right.
Take as much time as you need.
Okay.
Just kidding. Love you, big boy.
I love you too, bro.
See you soon. No homo, bro.
No homo.
Okay. So Nathan, about Cameron. I'm joking, Cameron. He's staring at me through the door. Okay, about that little idiot. Close the door.
I'll close it.
Cameron broke the first lock. It. Okay, guys.
There's no lock.
I know, I was joking. How funny would that be? He's like knocking on the door. He's like, let me in right now. Shit, don't do that.
Alright, now that he's gone, there is some drinks.
There is some drinks.
No, we can't do that.
Dude, why would we steal his Powerade?
That's funny.
No, actually, though, about Cameron. What did we talk crap about Cameron on? He came to... No, his hair is beautiful. Today he came to my work.
You work with me. Each other.
You work with each other. No,
you
no.
work with each other.
No, we work at different schools, on different crews.
Yeah.
So we don't work at the same school, but today he came to my school.
Why?
Because his school, the power outage went out. The power went out.
Dude, I woke up and the power was out.
Oh, really?
Well, it was around like 9 or whatever.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's so late. It was like 3 hours. I'm like, yeah, that's 9. Okay, yeah. But yeah, so then he went home, and I called him, like, you big dumb idiot, come over. And he's like, I don't want to. That's his voice, by the way. Cameron, listen to this. You can agree it's your voice. I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I don't want to. Either way, so finally, he decided to come at, like, 2 o'clock. And, yeah, so he finally came. And he came. And he had it was fun. He came and he worked with us, and we worked really, really hard. But we were scraping this thing, and he's a big dumb idiot, right? And I embarrassed him by talking about a very nice story. Oh my gosh, his crew, they listen to this podcast. Yo, if you part of the paint crew, shout out to you, and let's make fun of Cameron for something. What's something they...
Wait, I want to hear a very nice story.
Oh my gosh. It's an inside joke, because Avery,
yeah,
the
I
girl
know.
That he... that I embarrassed him in front of, that's on the paint crew.
Oh,
Avery,
see,
yeah. Avery, see it? Like,
yeah,
see it
I know what you did
pretty
there.
Pretty genius. But yeah, so, whatever. But no, if you're on the paint crew, I was going to listen to this before you posted it. But yeah, that's embarrassing.
I thought that was my phone. I was like,
what? Hello. But no, we should make fun of him for something. Make fun of him for being short.
Adam's
he's like
taller than you.
No, he's actually not. We measured.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I'm literally like 2 centimeters taller than him.
Nice.
Shorty. Okay, you guys can make fun of him for his shortness. He loves that. For being a simp. There we go.
Yeah.
Cameron is a simp.
If you ever see him, just call him a simp.
Okay. You remember in Phineas and Ferb, there's this squirrels in my pants?
Yeah. It's a squirrels in my pants.
What does that spell? Squirrels in my pants.
I don't know. I don't know how to spell.
It spells simp. And actually, on the music video for Squirrels in My Pants, it spells out S.I.N.P.
Nice.
Dude, Phineas and Ferb invented simps. Yo, be for real, biggest simp in cartoon history, I would say top 3, are Candace from Phineas and Ferb.
How is she a simp?
Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
Idiot. You got... Oh, dude. Dude.
Mordecai?
Ferb, how's he a simp?
Because, you know the evil dude?
Oh, Vanessa?
The
his
evil
daughter.
Dude's daughter?
Yeah, Vanessa.
Yeah,
his name's Vanessa, right?
I don't know. I don't watch
Phineas and Ferb. Bro, you gotta know this stuff, dude.
No, but he, like, buys a freaking car. and buys her everything, dude.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
I don't know how he gets the money, but he does.
Dude, it's fur, bro. He probably robs banks in his free time. But no, Mordecai from regular show. No, yeah, dude, is that just
an arm on the ground?
It's a frog arm. But yeah, let's see. Here's another huge cartoon simp, Cameron.
Yes, from Cameron, the Lunchtime Podcast.
Cameron be looking like crackhead kid, dude. Dude, this coworker from mine said that he looks like, oh, who was it? I'm gonna have to ask Cameron, see if he remembers. But oh my gosh, guess who she said I look like? The kid from Polar Express that wears the glasses. Because I put on the glasses that That's he kind of wears, because she wears those glasses. And apparently I look just like him, which is not true, because I don't look like anybody.
If anyone from Polar Express, I think you'd have to look like
I'm scared. That one fat, ugly kid.
Santa.
Why? Because his face? No, because he's fat.
No, because he's jolly, and Thank he you. Says ho ho yeah. ho a lot.
Dude, I do love the ho ho ho's.
He's talking about Christmas time.
Cameron's listening to this right now, thinking, oh, idiots.
Never leaving them alone again.
Cameron's being a little
brat.
Okay, I was gonna talk about work, but I'll wait till Cameron's here.
Alright, what else can we talk about?
We gotta have a segment each podcast about work. Okay. So I'm not quite sure. Oh, so me and Cameron were, of course, in the same group, so we go and hang out at lunch and breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's just one break that was very epic because his old coworkers came in to, like, hang out, and we took, like, an hour-long break.
Are you allowed to do that?
No. But, like, our supervisors, both supervisors were there.
Oh, I was going to say, didn't you say you're people that worked with what listened to this?
Yeah. No, everyone was taking a long break. So that's why I'm saying it. Oh, crap, you're right. Let's see here. I don't think there's any more crap we can talk about Cameron. His favorite color is red, by the way, for those listening. He loves he's a Kyle. That's pretty neat. What'd you write? Did you scribble?
Yeah, I wrote my name, but it's scribbled.
From over here, it just looks like Dr.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, I see it. Looks like it's Nathan Rock Tart. Okay. Let's talk about X's, bro.
I just became a doctor just because of my handwriting.
Dr. Phil?
That's okay. What I'll be called.
So, Nathan, you are actually dated for less than a day. You dated for like 3 days.
We didn't date.
You dated. You asked her out, right?
No, it kind of just happened. I didn't actually, like, ask her.
I slid up on her YOLO. I'm like, yo, you single? She all like, I'm very taken.
Oh, that was you?
That was me, yeah. So I wanted to see if she was like,
did she was kind of whack.
She was. But that was technically a relationship.
I guess so.
I was just talking about that.
It's just weird. You know,
she
won't like,
listen to this.
Literally, so, alright. I hit her up on Instagram.
Yeah.
I got her Snapchat. A day later, she was talking about dating, and I was like, that's I'm really down, but also that's really fast.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's gotta go slowly. Not that fast, but
I feel
also
like she's
very
one of those
slow.
Girls that just jump into a relationship and always have to have a relationship.
And I found out when I added her on Snapchat that we had already talked previously.
Oh, for real?
So I was like, snap, did I do that thing that I sometimes do?
Were you an ad people?
Yeah, if I like don't find them interesting or whatever, I'll just
maybe.
Add them.
I need to do that on my Snapchat. There's like, I send it like once a week. That's all like, yo, if you don't text me back, I'm unadding you. What are you laughing at? What?
Nothing.
Okay, well, you know what? You know how I post on my Snapchat? Like, yo, if you don't text me back, I'm unadding you.
Yeah.
I do that just to the people I don't. You don't talk at all. Not even streaks. Well, just don't text me back. And they always send me saying, don't add me, please.
Oh, like a me?
No, because I actually sometimes talk. No, why would I unadd you? Because we actually like, hang out and stuff.
Yeah, we're like best friends, so why would you unadd me?
For real. My two best friends are you and Cameron.
You're my best of friends.
Best of friends.
You do so much together.
What are you doing, Nathan?
Take a picture of you.
Of me. To send it to who?
Kenley.
Who the... Why heck is Ken Lee?
The girl that... Wait,
the girl that the one that I made you add.
Yeah, was that
her name was Ken Lee.
That's what I said.
I don't know her name. I was shooting after you. What's actually her name?
Ken Lee.
Oh, it's Ken Lee. She texted me 36 minutes ago with a little kissy face because that's kind of putting her in her place. Because her name is Ken Lee. You know, every day she'd be looking really nice and she'd be looking like a really nice, innocent person. But then she goes home and she says, hey, guess what my name is? Ken Lee. Dude, we can make it into her song. She's listening right now saying, I don't know these kids.
All right. She's probably not.
Scoop it up with the bubbly.
I don't even know how many people watch us, but probably
like
not 20, a lot.
2 minus 20, 2. Nice. Quick mass. Everything
about
dude,
hopefully
walk,
you can go
trees.
To my school next year.
That'd be so dope.
Here's so, I have a question. Yeah. If you pass 2 trimesters and fail the 3rd one, do you pass the class? Do you pass the year or what?
You hey, Cameron, we're going to talk a little bit of crap on you.
I haven't had any in the
days. I don't even care. You need to eat more.
This is the last time. This is the last time
more,
I ever
bro.
Give you free food.
Damn,
all right,
sorry,
it wasn't
dog.
Free, but this is the last time I ever give you food.
Sorry. Maybe another time.
Okay, so here's the thing. So we're talking about which school I should go to. Now, this is a good...
I'm leaving
this
now.
This is a good discussion.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Well, here's the thing. Let's look at the pros and cons. Okay, ready? Hillcrest kids, they're total... just bad people. So
con,
like,
your boy's gonna be sad. Mm-hmm.
Your boy's gonna be big sad, but it's
then
fine.
Just go to...
Dude,
got nobody
you
else.
You can hang out with Shaylee and Jada.
I'm not doing that.
Oh my god.
Jada's not going there.
Yeah,
oh,
she's going to Emerson.
She didn't
right?
lie about that.
Let's go, dude.
Dude.
I don't care what Shaylee does, I will still never think of her as a friend. I won't even... I will never hang out with her ever again. She's just so fake. And I don't care if she listens
yeah,
to this or not. That's just how I feel.
Okay.
You know what? I really, honestly, don't really care about people. I'm such an a-hole.
Don't.
No, care. I got bored, so I hung out with her. Because she can be chill, but she got to learn how to, like,
yeah, she can
be
chill if she just doesn't talk.
For real. We just,
so it is with
we
AJ.
Watched Ratatouille
just, like,
and both 2 Toy Stories, so.
Maybe Shaylee and AJ should just get together.
Dude, that'd be dope.
It just total silence?
No, because Shaylee looks too old.
Yeah, for AJ.
He's listening going, hey, heck you guys.
Much love. It's a lot of love.
Much love, AJ.
So for some
kind of AJ's love. Like, I don't Nathan's like,
AJ.
I don't love him.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's what I just said. I was like, actually, yeah, I don't love AJ.
You know, I have no feelings towards AJ. I mean, I don't have him added on Snapchat.
I don't have him added on anything.
Yeah, he's kind of just out of my life. But, like, I have nothing against him. I just don't.
If I see him, I'll punch him.
Dude, so
I
we
won't.
Have someone who doesn't
I won't.
Like him.
I won't.
Someone who just... doesn't know him anymore. And then we got Cameron who just sucks his pee-pee.
Every day.
That's not even true.
That's not even true. I mean,
it's
not even
true. It's bad. You got it backwards, bro.
Sim!
I'm not a
wait,
simp.
What?
You got it
wait,
simp.
What?
I'm not a
time
simp.
Out. What do you mean I have
simp.
That backwards?
I'm not
no?
a simp.
What do you
not
mean? Time out. Back up. What did you mean by I have that backwards?
I'm not a simp. Is that gum? Is that gum on the table?
Dude, what do
hey,
you
can
mean?
Can you pass me a piece of gum?
Is that your gum?
Get
you just said that
juice.
I was pollution to shishi.
Yay!
That's unfair.
Just a little
bit. I don't even have apple juice.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, whatever. We're talking.
Anyway.
Okay.
Did you guys have anything on the agenda?
Some...
What have you guys covered? What have you guys covered? Huh?
Nothing.
You did not. I was already emptying my... I was like...
Is it... Do you have anything?
That was the apple
we
juice.
We talked
what'd
about...
What did you guys talk about?
You? It's what did we talk about? Oh, his ex. Kind
yeah.
of. We kind of got
oh, you guys were on the ex genre?
Yeah, we're still on the ex. That's when you walked
oh,
in.
Okay.
Okay. Shortest relationship for me, 2 minutes. Longest was like 2 weeks.
1 month.
Was your shortest?
Those are like some of my longest.
Simp.
Jada.
I thought your shortest was me.
One of my longest months is 1 month. I can't keep a relationship or anything.
For real! Yo, hashtag short relationship gang. We may be short with relationship,
mine
but
was like
long
2 days.
Matter.
My,
dark matter.
That a month is my shortest.
Yeah. You're long gang. Compensating for
you're
something.
Long gang.
Compensating.
Just happens
you're not
to
floor
have
gang.
Choice.
Yeah, you're not floor
oh.
gang. You're probably ceiling gang.
Did you tell us? Are we going to talk about who we are? Like, if we were a YouTuber, who would we be?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Markiplier.
So, you'd be Markiplier?
No.
You'd
you would
be
Markiplier.
I'd be Markiplier.
How? You don't know anything, bro.
He wants to say you would be PewDiePie.
Dude, okay. I'll be
Slow Gang. Ow. Don't say that again.
You look like again. If boy in a band of PewDiePie were related, blood related, and had incest and came out with you.
Shut your mouth.
You'd be looking like, what's it called, from Rick and Morty? The Glumpadorps, whatever they call them? You've been looking like if that and little
I'm Mr. boy in the band. Mr. Poopy Butthole.
If Mr. Poopy Butthole and Tech N9ne and Johnny Band had a baby.
You guys don't even know you're talking about.
Ball.
Stop, dude.
You're making fun of me for not being Markiplier because I don't know anything. So guess what?
I'm sorry. You're I didn't mean it. I just want to defend my title.
You'd be eating.
This is exactly how they. I guarantee this is how they would act. Mark and Pewds would just argue, and Jack would just be like,
yeah. Whoa. That's true. Nathan's Jack. All right, yeah, probably because he has the best Irish accent.
Irish. This isn't The Flash.
Irish. Irish accent. Which is saying a lot, because Markiplier has the biggest self-confidence. I probably have the lowest self-confidence here. But that's fine.
It's probably
I'm
okay.
I'm still a sexy man. I just can't be as sexy as you guys. I'm just kidding. It's easy to pass Cameron.
Rude.
Here's what you do.
Shut your mouth.
You cover yourself in crap. You look better. You smell better. You taste better. You want to French kiss Cameron? Don't. Kidding, Cameron.
Why are you so
touch my hand.
Angry towards each other? Is this because you guys work at the same place?
We worked together one day and it's already ruined our relationship.
I know, it's not good for us. It's not good.
I'm going to go for a high five.
Oh, sorry.
That was not me feel like I was just...
Were there any custodians over there?
There's one custodian.
Just that one?
I heard the bar was
no, yeah, it's like empty, bro. There's nobody at Ammon either. I don't understand what's happening.
Can you not...
The travel custodians.
Can you not do that
okay,
again?
That makes sense.
Thank you.
That makes sense why they're all empty.
Nope.
Welcome back to ASMR Part 2.
No, we're not doing this. No, we're not doing this.
You know, let's try and say middle name. What's your middle name? Nathan, what's your middle name?
Sir
I
want to
say, I know what it actually is.
I know what you guys know.
Tell the podcast.
James.
Charles? Okay. What's yours, Cameron?
Anthony.
Nah, man.
Cameron Anthony.
Wait, Jeremiah.
Three first names.
Wait, what?
I feel like mine's the most normal.
Oh, no,
dude.
Cameron.
I want a cupcake.
Yeah.
Why do you have a cupcake? Why do you get...
You guys can do like ASMR eating cupcakes.
Yeah,
we're just talking about that.
We'll ASMR cupcake eating.
ASMR cupcake eating.
There's chocolate and vanilla.
I want vanilla.
Of course you do.
Because you're so white.
Not that.
Yes, sir.
Because you're wearing only white right now, dude.
I just realized that.
I was going to say something, but I should probably not.
What's happening in the world right now? You can have my ring after I lick it off.
You gotta suck it off.
Yeah,
bro. No, that's
suck
what I call
that ring.
A ring job.
This is why blue is my... Oh, wait. Blue isn't my favorite color. That was weird.
Your favorite color is red. Like the blood
dead. I wanted a blue one.
For Brain's head.
When he shot himself dead.
Right in the head. So you finish that. They're minions.
Dude. Okay.
I don't like the blue you're
talking about. Dude, the funniest part is his ring is red.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. My ring is brown.
Ring job.
Jeez.
Nathan, all right,
this
camera.
Got dirty.
ASMR.
This got dirty. Please don't do that.
Take
again.
Another look at the cupcake.
Please
wait,
don't.
And I'll drink some Powerade.
The baby took a nap. What is happening, bro? This is hectic.
I thought that was Adam.
Wait, more Powerade.
We should... Whoa, dude.
You feel like you need...
We should eventually... Okay. Or
something hit the wall, and so me and Adam just both, like, looked over
it was
there.
Also right when you hit... and so hit the wall, you're like... you're hurting me.
I want to do an episode where we have two guests, you know?
Yeah,
and then they can. Well, that we could try and do that, but we could switch off.
That's what David Bowers then.
Morning.
Yeah, dude.
I don't really like all the icing on a cupcake. That's why I would rather eat pies over cakes because there's so much icing on a cake.
Bro, ice cream cake all the way.
Hey, how about don't have as much icing?
If you buy it from Walmart, it's not like you can
don't
be like
get a Walmart
cut
cake.
That in half.
Cameron, you're making me feel uncomfortable.
I'm not getting a Walmart cake.
Dude, why'd you say Walmart cake then?
Bro, I'm into that. I'm into the Australian cake, bro. I'm talking about that pineapple upside down cake.
Hold up.
I'm talking about that sweet tooth down under cake.
Hey, ew, that's disgusting, bro. Talking about Fromunda cheese?
Talking about pineapple upside down cake.
Fromunda cheese cake? Want to see this? So, last weekend, we had a birthday party for my stepsister. Shut up. Just shut up, okay?
What are you doing?
Sorry, okay. So, listen, are you guys ready for this? They went and got a cake for her. It was a birthday party for her friends to come over.
Wait, for who?
My stepsister, Jesus Christ.
Which
you
one?
Guys don't.
Wait.
Shelby,
wait.
The only one that's here, bro.
Bro, I don't.
Good God, man.
Good God, man.
Okay, listen.
I think we're making
good,
him mad.
Dude. Yeah, dude, you are. And guess what?
Who was it?
Chickabot.
I already started talking about this, and I...
Yo, don't be dumb.
I already started talking about this.
Dude, it was Hannah.
One more time. Somebody 850s me, I'm gonna slap ya.
You look so cute when you're mad, Cameron.
Shut your mouth, dude.
Aww.
So...
Give me the finger, please.
Don't...
No, not there, not there, not
whoa,
there.
Dude, that's disgusting.
Dude, don't ever put that in my armpit.
Did you guys get the Amber Alert today?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We were both eating, and I was drinking. No, because it was a Ford something, and it said a female with a Ford, and my first thought was Cameron.
Okay, I'm not a 32-year-old female.
Yeah, you are a 10-year-old boy. Did you get kidnapped today?
Oh, shoot.
Maybe. 10-year-old male, 32-year-old female, Cameron. Suspect, 2007 Nathan white Ford Perry. Explorer.
He's a 10-year-old girl, dude.
Bro, hey, okay.
I think AJ hung out
with him. Dude, okay. You guys suck.
You swallow.
Your mom.
Your dad.
Excuse me.
Squeeze me?
Where's the...
Are you good, bro?
Dude, where...
Cameron, I have a question.
I have an answer, probably. Maybe not.
Okay, so if you had to choose, you have to choose.
I choose not to
favorite
choose.
Favorite coworker, bro.
See, that's the thing. There's two different crews.
There's two different crews.
Okay. Your
up.
Favorite coworker
shut
to work.
Shut your dirty
with.
Mouth.
Shut your dirty mouth. Okay, see, look how cute he is when he's mad.
You should do a Swedish accent. You should do a Korean accent. And I should do a... What was that?
I don't know.
Meow. Meow. You guys didn't like that?
Come I on. Did. I didn't say I didn't like
coming
it.
Coming off guard.
Yeah, for real.
Now that's a mixtape.
Stop. You're hurting meow. Me. You playing a piano? My boy's never gonna be a DJ.
Come on, bro. Just a minute. I'm just gonna
start. This is called
here.
Sex in the City.
Ow, dude!
See? That's what they say!
That was pretty cool. You should do that again, Nathan.
Only if you touch.
Don't do that again.
Hey.
Alright. Icing on this cake is just, I mean, cupcake is just divine,
dog. That cake, bro.
Listen to this.
Usually the cakes I have, the icing comes on afterward, but.
So. Let me go through my news feed, see if there's any new. What was that? You guys are being mean. I don't like you.
Here's what I said.
Bad meets evil.
Okay, here's a question. Actual question, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Which is better if you had to choose
me?
D12, Bad Meets Evil?
Who?
D12.
If you want one more album.
D12.
One more album.
D12.
Okay.
Because we could get...
No, it couldn't get proof.
Then Bad Meets Evil.
Bad Meets Evil. Okay.
Why does she look like she's 30?
Who? Hey, why are you on your phone?
My name? Why is your phone?
I just told you I'm looking at news articles.
I told you I'm looking at news articles. I'm that one kid from middle school.
Adam, this is why I don't want to hang out with you ever.
Oh, that would hurt.
Yeah, shut your dirty mouth, dog.
That would hurt.
There's a new weapon coming into Modern Warfare.
Really?
Is it your words? Because they really hurt.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna embarrass you now.
Don't.
You're a simp for Avery.
I'm not a simp, dude. Not a simp.
I want to see what this
okay,
Avery
everyone,
sounds like.
Everyone is listening that goes to Cameron's work.
Who?
Call him a simp for Avery for the rest of the work.
No, dude.
For being
Avery
a
comes up to
jerk
you. You're
me.
A simp.
For me, spreads legs. That's not bad. I was doing.
Dude, what are you talking about?
The B stance.
The what? Here, let me find you.
I'm a bee. For Avery, check me out.
I'm a bee.
Do you not know who Avery Smith is?
I'm a bee.
Bee.
Who?
Okay.
I think I know. She sounds familiar, but I need to
look
at her.
So, as obviously, Cameron, we do podcasts. Who's
yeah.
your favorite podcast? What's that noise?
Hold on.
That was weird. It's gone.
No, it's your phone getting too close to the mic.
What?
I'm a bee.
Guys, don't worry. It's
doesn't happen. Doesn't happen with my phone. It must just be yours.
We need a nickname for Cameron besides Simp, because that was taken.
Yeah. What?
Simp Lover 69. Okay, where there we go.
Let's see here.
Okay, Corbin just asked to get bullied. Okay, guys, Corbin just asked to get bullied. Tell
Who's Corbin?
Roast, sir. My coworker.
How do we roast Corbin?
I don't know, but I just have to.
Does she know we're podcasting?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, we starting a podcast. Cause she always like, so when are you and Cameron gonna do a podcast?
Did she really say that?
Uh huh. Okay.
Well, let's roast her then.
Okay, you look dumb. Okay, next topic.
I can't roast someone I've
never
seen.
You're a mean.
Whoa,
you're a
monster. Okay, too far. Those are the M word. Okay. Mom.
Meanie. Did you just call her mom?
You're just really jealous of me because I mean, you want to be.
Why'd you call her mom?
Idiot.
When you say these mean things.
Yeah, let's stop there. Alright.
Your mom's a meanie. Touching on my.
You can leave.
Beanie. Because
beanies
be looking orange when you get into strange music. Every time I hear it, I lose it.
Okay.
That stuff's trash. It's a pain in my butt. Like a fat slut. Walking around
what?
Your stuff.
You had it good. You stayed
it,
away from...
Yeah, dude, it went downhill.
It went PG, 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 ARP.
Slut?
That was weird. Can we agree not to do that again?
What?
That.
Do you know what slut stands for?
Super.
Set.
Laxative. Utter. Titty.
Super lucky upper titty.
Yep, that's it. That's the one.
Super loose.
Ew, gross.
Under titty.
Ew!
Under tit. We got it. That's what. You walk
high
up,
five for
no,
that one, boy.
Slut. Super loose.
Don't
under
touch
tit.
Me, bro. Don't touch me.
You just. Whoa. Don't touch me there. This
is
my
no no square. No, no. No, no. What are you doing here, Molly?
What are you doing, Molly?
Hey, man. Check it out, man. Yo, yo. Hey, yo. No. Yo.
What else is on the list, Adam?
No, sure, but I talked about work. Let's talk about work!
Work! We don't work together.
We don't work together, but we can talk about our school. We can talk about what we do. We can talk about where we're from, yo.
That one hurt.
I don't even want to think about it because we gotta go tomorrow.
I smacked my thumb.
Nice bite, Cameron. I look over. He took such a big
bite. That's not a big bite. Look at that thing, bro.
It was big.
So she said,
so you unhinged your jaw. Dude, that's so messed up.
I can unhinge my jaw.
Do it.
What are you, a snake?
No, he's a slut.
I am not that.
You are a soggy.
Saggy? Soggy? What?
A soggy, lumpy under titty.
No, it's because I went to the dentist when I was a little kid. There's a place called Dentalville. I used to call them the dental villains. See what I did there?
Oh,
they would strap. They would literally strap
Bars.
Kids down.
Bars.
They would strap kids down to do their work if it was too. And they wouldn't give you any pain kills, right?
Pain
so
kills.
They had
pain kills.
They had my jaw open for like 3 hours, and now I can dislocate it, kind of.
Well, how about don't?
Oh, that's nice.
What's good, dog?
Okay, so here's a question. If you could go to any state that you have not been to, what state would you want to go to?
Can we make it like country?
Yeah.
State. I've
no,
been to every state
you
that I want
not
to go
been,
to.
Okay, would you pick this? Have you been to Maine?
Yeah.
Have you been to New York?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you been to Virginia?
Yep.
Yeah,
West
actually.
Virginia?
Yeah.
Yep.
Florida?
Yes.
Utah?
Yeah.
Nevada?
Yeah.
New
yeah.
Mexico?
Yeah. I haven't been to a lot of those states, I'll be honest, actually.
I have.
I've been to Florida, Utah, and Nevada. What else did you say?
New York.
You said Maine. I haven't been in New York or Maine.
If driving through counts,
no.
No, like stop and stay there for a week. You have not been to
a
place.
Week? I would not want to stay.
A week.
Look
Virginia
at that camera quality.
Let me see this.
Wait, let me fix that.
Let me get this real quick.
It's still bad. Look at that camera
Wait,
quality.
I gotta take a second.
This
picture.
Is why I'm getting an S10 next month, dog.
Wait, I'm taking a cute picture.
Going on my story, dog.
Wait, I gotta make sure I look cute in that picture.
Season.
I need to see if I look cute in the picture.
Episode 4.
Check it out. Soon coming out to you every day. I've been looking
tonight,
like I only want to do
dog.
Me. Come out
Kay.
Tonight.
How you like that?
That's so
it's not coming out. It's just going down.
I hope it's not coming out.
Yo, one. Oh!
Two, three, oh! To the four.
Oh!
Doggy,
oh! Doggy,
doggy, not to dre,
oh!
To the
don't take a picture of that!
Who is that?
Oh!
What is it?
Oh!
Who is that?
Oh!
That's disgusting!
Who is that?
Oh! Oh!
Adam.
Same name is spelled the same forwards and backwards.
That was easy. That was really easy.
Wait. It wasn't for me.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cameron.
Nice. All right,
one, so,
two, three.
Now that we're done
that.
With the old thing we should have done before
Snoop,
we started.
Get back in the refrigerator at the
door.
I'm ready to make an entrance. So back
on
up.
Because you know we're going to
rip it up.
Like for first, like a burst,
like a
bubble.
Come to Long Beach together, man. You know we in
trouble.
Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Baby.
Two broke that people going
crazy.
Death row is live with that.
Pays me.
Unfittable. So please try that.
Fade this.
That was beautiful, guys.
Yes.
We should do that again
sometime. You stole that from me.
I did not.
I say that all the time.
Okay.
Every time we do something like that, I say, hey, that was sweet. Let's do that again.
Oh, that part. They meant like the whole one.
No, 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 no,
like,
no.
Like,
no,
dude,
no.
That was our thing, and you know it, you sick boy.
No, that's us, bro. Give me some of that. Don't touch me, bro. Sorry.
Stop.
I got that from another podcast.
Okay, Cameron, favorite podcast.
Actually, it's hard, bro. So I listen to. Okay, what I'm about to say is going to go on into another direction. I thought about not talking about it.
YouTubers
so I gotta talk about this. I don't want to talk about it, but I feel like we need to address it because I don't think I've told you about this, or I don't think you've even heard about it.
Oh, the news.
Yeah, that I was telling you about. So before I get there, the other day I listened to the Joe Rogan Experience with Chris D'Elia from April 15th. And it was when his special came out, and it was such a good episode, dude. Brian Callum came in. They were battling it out. It was sweet. Fair podcast. Probably congratulations, though. So, did you hear the news about Chris D'Elia?
No.
You did?
Wait, is it bad?
Yeah.
Dude, wait.
There's girls that came out on Twitter and said that he was...
touchy-feely?
No. So, what...
inappropriate talking?
Yes. So, from what my understanding is, they were like 17, 16-year-old girls... who were intoxicated, that's what I've read, that were talking to him, and he was talking back in...
Do we have proof?
...that manner. I've done
in a sexual manner?
I don't know the details, and he's... I don't know if you knew this. He doesn't do drugs. He's never...
Yeah.
He's not even drank. And it's just weird to me to even think about him doing anything like that. And it's just hard to believe, but... if that's true, bro, he's a ladies' man. That's he actually has a baby. Did you know that? He's got
yeah.
a little son.
So, oh, that's I'm getting like chills right now, dude.
No, dude, it makes
not
because
it's
hard because he's like my favorite human being on the planet.
It's
and when I heard that,
cold.
Dude, broke down a little bit.
Nice one. Oh my god,
that
dude!
Okay.
I'm not even as big of a fan as you are.
Dude,
it
crushed me when my
can I say something? I don't have no idea who that is.
Oh,
he's my favorite comedian.
He's a comedian, but
he's
I
an actor.
I usually listen
comedian.
To his podcast.
He's so good. No, that's Adam Carolla,
Kevin
and
Hart?
That's Brian Callen.
Kevin Hart's my favorite comedian and actor.
Chris and that guy Brian, they've been friends for a long time, and every time they go on a podcast together, they always just rip each other's hearts out. It's so fun.
Let me rip your heart out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Rip your heck and heart out. You're dang right.
Rip your heart out.
Rip your heart out day and night.
If you're not careful, I'll go and rip your heart out.
Dude, you have a boyfriend.
Who is that?
He actually has a movie coming out. Did you know that?
Is that Grace?
No, you don't know her.
Five women challenge.
Look at this. First off, if you send an inappropriate... Okay, it's not an inappropriate picture like me.
Picture?
But it's obviously a picture where you're showing off your booty. Because it's a booty picture for streaks. You're showing that to tons of people, and you have a boyfriend. First off...
Don't.
Stop.
Okay.
First off, creeps out there, you're going to be getting some bad pictures. Because guys are weird. Second off, don't.
That was already second, but okay.
That was already second off? I just said second off. Second off, don't.
Thanks for that one.
Because people are going to be like texting back, like,
what's good, mama?
Baby girl. And then third off, don't. Because that's just messed up. Stop.
Get some help.
Stop it. Get some. Okay.
What?
Nathan, say it.
You're hurting me.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Oh, you're hurting me.
Finish it. Finish it, Nathan.
Finish it.
Finish it.
Nice girls.
There we go. We got them. We got them, boys. We got them, you know, day and night. I rip your heart out.
Just like a kite.
I rip your heart out. Then I go and bit. Oh my!
That was a bad idea.
I just lost something that starts with a V. What happened? What the fact? What? Is there something there? Was it this?
I don't know.
What?
Do not hurt.
It's a dog toy, and they're meant to tear it open because there's a toy inside of it.
Do that actually hurt? And I'm scared to sit down. Oh, I don't like that. I'm going home.
Dang, bro. I shouldn't have did that. Anyway, stop. What are you doing?
I'm going to have PTSD from that, so I'm going to go to the bathroom and,
check yourself?
Check myself.
You're going to check your oil?
Go check my,
I have to go to the bathroom.
My, transmission fluid.
Nice. See? Oh. Make sure you're not slipping. Look at those fish. Holy crap, dude.
Adam touches the tank.
Touch the tank and they're going all ham. So, Nathan, how have you been since the last episode we did together?
Pretty good.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Which, you mean the last episode we posted, or?
The last episode we posted, episode 2. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, long time. What have you done that this past
month?
Weeks. Month, yeah.
Something like that. Worked?
Where do you work?
Blaze.
I knew that.
Actually.
But, you know.
I don't know if I might work there anymore.
What's your plan?
So, I cut my thumb. I cut the top of my thumb off, right?
Workman's comp?
No. Oh. But, they...
Wait, was that at work?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I should be getting workers' comp, but I'm not.
But you're not.
Because Blaze is Blaze. Anyways.
Blaze.
But, one of my managers has been trying to get me fired since she got hired there, because I know more than she does. So she got pissed when I, like, told her that how to do things, right? And she was like, she keeps making excuses why I should get fired, right? And then I cut my thumb, and then my manager was like, my like general manager, right?
Yeah, big boss.
Yeah, he was like, no more knife skills. And I'm the knife guy. Like, I sharpen all the knives. I cut all the food that needs to be cut with the knives.
Right.
And no one does it fast. Like, no one can do it as fast and more efficiently than I can.
You get it done.
Yeah, and this is my first miss-up since I've worked there, which is a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was joking. I was like, haha, very funny. He was like, no, serious. And I was like, fine, everything's going to get done twice as slow. Like, I didn't say that, but
with you,
I left because they were like, go home, because my thumb wouldn't stop bleeding, right? So I went home, and then I was supposed to work the next day, but my thumb was still bleeding, right? And I was focused on that. I wasn't focused on finding a cover because I thought they would take care of it because I injured myself. They didn't.
Okay. Okay.
Anyways, so they, he texted me, right? And he was like, what did he say? He was like, you have a cover for today? And I was like, no. And he's like, are you coming in? And I was like, no, I cut my thumb. Like, he's like, well, you needed the cover. And I was like, sorry, I was focused on my thumb. Like, it wouldn't stop bleeding, so I didn't really have time to do anything. And then I was like, because I worked yesterday. I was supposed to work yesterday, so I was like, you want me to find a cover for yesterday, or do you want me just to come in if my thumb's feeling better? Didn't answer me. He still hasn't answered. He just left me on red, like, for 2 days. After we just had a conversation about him getting mad at me because I didn't have a cover, so I'm like, am I going to get fired? And if I don't get fired, I'm probably going to quit because...
Did you text him that?
No.
Sorry, I totally spaced on him. Like, wait, I thought I was scary though, bro.
No, but like, here's the thing. They've been trying to get me fired. I worked there a month after it opened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you told me you're a hard worker. Because remember, when I wanted to work there, you're like, by the way, I'm not myself when I'm there because I actually like, you're serious.
Yeah, I get my work done. But
which I'm the same
way. So many people, like...
I am the same way, though.
There's one manager that's actually really nice, and she, like, knows. Because a bunch of girls that work there, like, new people... said that I wasn't working as hard as I could, and then she came to me and was like, those girls are basically telling Julio, who's my general manager, that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I was like,
okay,
that's bullshit. That's baloney.
Off about that.
I've been doing it. I do whatever I want. Like, I get my work done, but I still make room for time and stuff.
See, that's the thing, though. I had nobody like that when I worked at Arby's.
Everybody
got along, and everybody was cool with everybody. There was only a couple people where I was kind of like, I don't really know about you.
But here's the thing, right? Papa Murphy's is hiring soon.
Yeah.
Do they pay a lot? I hear they pay for... No, they don't. Never mind. I think it's
they're going to pay a minimum
What's
wage.
What's it called?
But...
Can't think.
If I already worked at another pizza place and I decided to quit...
Is it the one that pays a lot?
I think so. I don't know.
If I decide to quit...
Taylor works,
right?
Not Papa Tom's. I don't know.
If I decide to quit Blaze, there's like a 90% chance I'm going to get the one at Papa Murphy's just because they're hiring. I've already had experience with the pizza business, right?
Dude, wait, okay, do not quit. Let them fire you because you can file for, what's it called? Because when you get fired, you get money from that.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get money for workers' comp because I injured myself, but they didn't give me any either.
Well, no, but if they fire you, you can... What's it called?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let them
also
fire
looks,
you.
But it looks worse on a resume.
But just say, here's why they fired me to the people. You go to a pizza place, like, they fired me because a whole bunch of people were talking fake crappy on the back. And even my, like...
Yeah, but not everybody's going to straight up believe a little teenager.
What I'm going to say, because the main reason, if I do get fired, the main reason is going to be my thumb because I didn't get a cover when I should have. Because I was focused on my thumb and not focused on work or whatever. I'm just going to tell them that they fired me because I cut my thumb and then I forgot to get it covered.
Yeah, that's true.
And they can call them and ask.
Picture proof and text proof. So make sure you screenshot those texts and stuff.
I'm not going to... They're on my phone. I don't need to screenshot them.
Knowing me, I always delete my texts without thinking and go, shoot, I should have screenshot
that. I never delete texts. I have texts from 5 years ago on my phone.
I can't even tell you a new phone. I'm nice recently. Unless it's like somebody I don't talk to anymore.
Which is ironic, because once I got a new
phone, I don't talk to them anymore, I'll just delete their number.
Yeah. I probably have so many numbers that I...
Alright, like, I'm going to go to the restroom.
Okay.
Oh, my ears.
Okay, Corbin just said she really wants us just a flame. Just a flame.
Is she going to listen to this?
Oh, I don't know. I doubt it. But she wants to be flamed.
She wants to be so angry?
She wants to be angry at us.
Oh, yeah, Corbin?
Okay,
how about...
You know what pisses me off?
What?
We get to that.
What? Sorry.
Okay, so this... People interrupting me as I interrupt you. Okay,
sorry.
I interrupted you're interrupting me. So maybe... And then... Wait, how many interruptions? Oh, it's your phone. Or that's Nathan's phone. We're not popular enough.
I had one. It's you that's not popular.
You're hurting me. No, my phone's silent. Idiot.
Right.
No, but really triggers me is when someone has a problem with you for something, doing something small. Like, let's say I'm not, like, I don't know. Like, let's say I'm at work and I say something that offends somebody. Let's say I say, I don't know. Just say something that offends somebody, right? and they go and talk, like, not, like, super offensive, but something that, like, it could offend somebody.
Right.
And then they go and talk to, like, my supervisor and say, hey, Adam said this, it made me mad. And then she comes, talks to me, and she's like, hey, this is going on. I'm like, oh, crap, I'll stop. But if you have a problem with me, come and talk to me. Like, it's not that hard. Say, hey, Adam, I don't like you listening to Tech N9ne around me. I'd be like, you're dumb, I'm just kidding. I'd be like, okay. Because I don't want to offend my coworkers because I'm from that hostile work environment. So, yeah, so let's say someone's getting mad from the music I listen to. Go ahead and talk to me about that. I'll knock it off. But no one has a problem with it. And if they do, then they haven't told me. But I usually ask first, I'm like, yo, I'm playing custom music. Is that okay? They're like, yeah, sure, man. Yeah, watch out for sure. Teachers.
Swash the teach.
And teaches, bro. Okay, time to roast Corbin.
I don't know
how. Corbin, isn't that a guy's name? Your middle name is Alice? Okay, Corbin.
What are you, Alice in Wonderland?
What are you? Your last name sounds like Snossage. Your last name's like Swashej.
Why did you say sausage?
Swashes? What?
I like Snossage.
Is my hair still here?
Your what?
Last time?
Your hair?
Yeah. Remember when he got pulled
his hair? And the beats
dude,
Dr. Dre?
And your dad made a podcast instance. Someone wore your hair.
Well, actually.
Guys.
Did you see what I sent you on Instagram?
Why'd you not send me a name?
Maybe.
Because, man.
We have a text from Cameron, sent a post, opening it up 3 hours ago. Oh, the recovery. I totally didn't see that. I forgot it's Monday.
Yeah. I want to get it, but I don't. You know?
Oh, is this the 20th anniversary?
10-year anniversary.
10-year anniversary.
Of recovery.
Nathan,
you mentioned me in a story.
I bet I'm going to get a bunch of new followers now from...
You're too dumb, but...
It happened with
how did with both you. Of you post things for our podcast and then didn't tag anyone? But
I tag
I'll tag
you.
You.
The I, it was just
okay,
a picture
okay,
of Adam.
Okay, I'll tag you guys.
Your story. Sorry.
Keeping
sorry.
That
yeah,
there.
Sorry.
Shouldn't have done
okay,
that.
I'll tag Nathan first for being a dumb butt.
Thank you.
Not a dumb butt.
And I'll tag...
I mean, dumb butt.
Stevie
dog.
Stone Man for being such big boy.
Stevie Stone Man. Wait, why'd you cut? Oh.
Can you come up with $7 a month?
What?
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Talk about it after the show. Okay. So, have you ever had? Dude, you know what I love for some reason? This is gonna be so random. You know those smart water bottles?
Yeah.
That have the float goldfish on them.
Yeah.
These things are so cool.
Oh, because you look at that like
yeah,
this, and they look like they're big, and if you spin it, they swim. There's no goldfish in that one. That's
bless you.
Simp farm.
Oh. I already blessed.
I've learned to control my nose.
I can't control my nose. I have the worst nose in the West, dude.
Sometimes, I can
Yo,
make myself
buddy.
Not stop.
Double lats.
What time are we at?
Nice.
48 minutes.
Let's start wrapping this up,
okay.
Some shady original from the
I don't even remember anything about this episode. I don't remember what happened.
You
I mean, went. I just remember you were talking a whole bunch of smack, and then you started talking smack, and then you made fun of me eating my cupcake.
That you never finished because your tummy got full. Cause
no,
because
you were being mean about it.
I'm being
a
mean.
Big bite.
And then you made fun of me, and it really hurt.
What was that?
That's what I'm saying.
That's called a teeth chop.
Hey guys, what's that over there?
Whoa.
I think that's a butt plug.
That is.
You're probably right.
We gotta use one of that. You gotta use that sometime.
What?
No, not the butt plug.
Oh.
I like how I didn't know what Nathan was.
Bro, I was so confused.
I knew what he was talking about, but just Cameron's, what? He's just concerned. He's like,
because we were talking about a butt plug, all right, and all of a sudden he's like, you should use that sometime.
Where do you get like the Coca-Cola sign and the huge monster sign?
He worked for Coke.
So yeah, my dad worked for Coke, and he met Greg from the Jeff and Greg show. At Coke, and so Greg still works there, and he can get a bunch of little stuff. You
but
know?
I want that. Does it light up?
That. Yeah, it does.
Dude, if that was in my room. I pull so many people into my room and show them my...
Dude, what are you, an AJ, bro? What are you, Like little, little.
What do you mean?
Yo, Chomo, baby, dude? Yo, baby girl.
Hold up. I'll be right back, boys. I'm not even leaving the room. I'm still here.
Turn that bad boy on.
I'll be honest. Well,
the Eastern
man
is me.
Dude, it looks so much better.
Dude, the room looks so
much better.
Doesn't
that look sick?
It looks like it's popping
turn
out.
Me on. Turn me on. Flip it 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 on.
Going.
Alright.
Okay, let's start wrapping up this
on
part.
That note.
He's just deep-throating his cupcake. My neck.
My bag. Look, my
Netflix and my snack.
My Netflix.
Get the Netflix and
did
the
you?
Snack.
You got a small mouth. Is it harder?
Yeah.
Is it harder? Small mouth bass.
Yep.
I'm a large mouth bass.
I'm a trout.
I'm a rainbow trout. Hashtag
I'm a
beat.
Prime. I'm a beat. I'm a beat. Can we get copy striked for singing a song?
It's not that much. It's maybe.
Probably. I'm a bee.
Do you know what? The only way we can copyright is if someone sees our video and is like, hey, wait a minute.
Well, that means that we're getting popular.
Hey, if somebody's... that's probably just mods.
If we're getting copyright...
Like, hey, that's a song by Eminem.
Dude, that means mods are listening, though. So let's get it, boys. No one?
Screw mods, dude. What, do you ever post on Reddit? Come on, bro.
I have. They're stupid.
Yeah, mods.
I got banned from Reddit
gay.
For making a dumb joke that literally didn't cuss. Nothing was bad in it. It was just a dumb joke. But had the B emoji.
B emoji.
Okay, I know that. I see.
But it wasn't like in a bad tone.
Just stepping on my sock. Huh?
What? What are we talking about? Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
What are those?
Okay, we should end this, though.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
All right, boys.
I want to let you guys know I love you.
Yes,
and
me too.
I care about you.
Yeah, I care about you too.
And
so,
I will always give you ring jobs whenever you ask. Guess Adam okay. Done talking to me today.
yeah.
Bye, guys. All right, boys. I'm gonna go kiss myself goodnight.
This was the Lunchtime Podcast, Season 3, Episode 4, with our boy Nathan Phillips.
Go, Nathan!
I'm Cameron. I'm Cameron.
I am Adam. Gosh darn Sidwell.
And I'm Nathan.
Gosh darn Phillips! Yeah. Gosh darn it!
Ow, you're hurting me.
Ow, you're hurting me.
Nice girls.
Alright, see you guys later.